Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ here in Omaha, Nebraska, and this is today's Bible class. A short Bible study every single day, keeping us in God's Word, and that helps keep us strong and even growing stronger in our faith. God's Word is so vital to our spiritual lives and ultimately to our eternal destiny. We need to know what God has laid out for us as to live through this life that is engulfed in the wilderness of sin effectively and ultimately successfully in the most positive way, and that's an eternal home in heaven. Help people in your life grow in their faith. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. Help them develop and grow stronger in their faith by sharing these studies with them every day through Facebook friends, text messages, and other technological means. You may help them turn their life around and ultimately get to heaven. Make that commitment. Start sharing today. We're going to get back into our study. Our line of thought and study: is your spiritual survival gear packed? Are you carrying your spiritual survival gear with you every day, all day long, throughout the day, and throughout your life? We talked about people who like to go hiking, like to go camping out in the wilderness, maybe through deep forests, and they want to be out away from everybody, away from everything. They want to see nature in its fullness. They really want to just enjoy being kind of engulfed in the nature. And so they go off to camp someplace where nobody is. There are no towns there or anything. They're just out in the wilderness. Maybe they go up into the mountains, you know, maybe out into the desert perhaps. But they want to get away. Well, they need to make sure that they take some survival gear with them. So we talked about that. One piece of survival gear that they're going to necessarily make sure they've got is a good, accurate map to get them to where they want to go and also to get them back home. They're going to want to take a compass to make sure that they can follow the correct direction. They can, you know, they can always calculate their direction they're going and then be able also to calculate their way back out of that wilderness area. They're going to need some kind of effective lighting, maybe a flashlight, maybe a couple of really good flashlights or a beacon light, so that they can have their environment lit up as they are hiking, especially through deep forests and thick forests, but also when they get to their campsite, they need to have light around so they can see where they are and also maybe keep some of the wild predators away. So they need to have a light, and a light that's going to be effective and one that they can count on. And then they also need to pack a first aid kit with good first aid supplies in case of accident or injury of some kind. So those are good basic implements within a survival kit for somebody who wants to go camping or go hiking. Even if they're going hiking just for the day and coming back out, they need those particular pieces of survival gear. Well, for a Christian, we're always traveling through the wilderness of sin, which is this world. This world is under the sway of the wicked one, the scriptures tell us, and that's the devil himself. We can just look around us in any direction, and all around us we see sin, sinfulness, all around us. We see people caught up in sin, people who are practicing evil and wickedness. It's everywhere. So we need a pack of spiritual survival gear. Now, what is our roadmap? God's Word, the Bible. We are to study, to show ourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, which is His Word. We need to recognize that we need that roadmap to guide us effectively and consistently and ultimately successfully to eternal life with Him in heaven. That's our spiritual roadmap, the Bible. Our compass is our conscience, which is unique to us as human beings. When God created us, He created us different from everything else He created. Genesis 1 and verse 26. He created us in His image with a soul, with a spiritual being within our physical body. And that makes us unique from everything else. We not only can understand things that work out for our good, but we understand the very principle of goodness versus the very principle of evil. Nothing else that God created understands that inherently, but we do because he has instilled within us a conscience that goes with our soul. And he has set our conscience, conditioned it, and guided it by his will, communicated to us in his word. Now, the next piece of spiritual survival gear is the light of Scripture. The light of Scripture serves as our light to keep us in the right path and guide us in the ways of righteousness all the way through this life. And when we're confronted with some of those roadblocks the devil throws at us, the darkness of sinfulness, wickedness, evil, the light of Scripture, God's Word, helps us to see our way through that, around it, to not let it get us off the path of righteousness and truth that ultimately leads us to heaven. Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. We do not want to get off on that broad 8-lane highway that is marked by sinfulness, wickedness, evil all the way, and ultimately ends up in eternal condemnation and hell. We want to have the light of God's Word. Psalm 119, verse 105. How is God's Word described there? And we've used this to also illustrate the idea of a good roadmap being God's Word. But it also is described as light that lights our way. Your word is a lamp to my feet, or is a light to my feet, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God's word is the light of his truth that will guide us effectively and consistently through this life. When we look at how Jesus is described as the Savior in John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, we read this. In the beginning was the Word, speaking of Christ, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now the Word there, very descriptive of the true Christ, God the Son, the Savior, the Messiah. He was in the beginning with God. He is as eternal as is God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now, how can we think of Jesus being the light that God offers us? Again, your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. Jesus brought the saving message of the gospel, God's word, in very succinct form, the message of forgiveness, redemption, and salvation through Jesus himself as our Lord and Savior, as the Son of God. He brought that to us in his ministry upon this earth. My, how blessed we are. When we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, and want to look at verse 5, 2 Corinthians 13, and verse 5. Notice what the Apostle Paul wrote. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? Well, why would we examine ourselves as to whether we are in Christ Jesus, whether we are being faithful in our walk with him? Because he is the light of the world. He brought the light of forgiveness and redemption and salvation to us through the gospel message that God sent him to bring to us as humanity, to lead us out of the darkness and the depravity of sin. In Colossians chapter 3, beginning with verse 1, if then you were raised with Christ, and we were as we were baptized into him, we were buried with him when we were plunged beneath the waters of baptism, and the blood that he shed on the cross cleansed us of the guilt of our sins. We were forgiven. We were redeemed. We were reborn. We were saved. As we came up out of that water, we were raised with him just as he came forth from that tomb after having been buried therein following his death on the cross. Set your mind on things above and not on things on the earth. Why? What are the things above? Well, we could say, boiled down, heaven itself, eternal life in heaven. But on things above, where does God's word come from? Well, someone might say, there were men who wrote it down, but they were men who were guided by God through the Holy Spirit. Peter talks about that. No prophecy of Scripture is a matter of private interpretation, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Literally, that means it is God-breathed. It is God's very word. So those men who wrote down Scripture were guided by God through the Holy Spirit to write His very word. And so the Bible itself comes from above. And so we're to set our minds on things above, not on things of the earth. The devil throws all kinds of false teaching out there to misguide us, to get us off track and away from the truth, the light of the truth of God's word. In James chapter 1, beginning with verse 21, James wrote this, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So we can't just read the Bible and even say, yep, I believe it, that's good stuff there. We've got to put it into practice in our lives in a consistent, obedient fashion. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror, and for he observes himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. We have got to continually be looking into, and we do that by reading, studying, the light of God's word, and let it guide us through this life in an effective and positive way. We talk about Christianity. That's the message that Jesus brought to us from heaven. And as we focus on our Savior, we're focusing on the light of that message. And we can have confidence then in our ultimate destination. Because the Apostle John wrote in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, these things I have written to you, God's word in other words, who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. We need to stay in the light of God's word. That will guide us through and out of the darkness of the sinfulness that the devil keeps trying to lead mankind into. Let's pray. Father, help us to stay in the light of your word, and that let that light guide us through life and away from the darkness of the evil that so many people are caught up in through succumbing to the temptations of the devil himself. Please forgive us and help us to be an example to people all around us and to glorify you thereby. In Jesus' name, amen.